5-0 in favor of the appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you. Case number 921-578. That's the Seymour case. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Chair, can you please identify yourself for the record, indicating the authority you're representing here today and spelling your last name for the record?
My name is Deputy Chief Roberto Rinaldi, last name spelling R-I-N-A-L-D-I, representing Seymour.
Thank you, Deputy Chief. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. The appellant was denied a pistol permit by then Chief Paul Sakowski, who has retired since. On one of the forms that you had, he denied him for having a criminal record on his SPRC when he applied on or about October 30th, 2020. And the background check was done on 12/27/2020. And it showed that he did have a criminal record at the time for arrested by our agency back in 2007 for possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. The drug paraphernalia was subbed down to disorderly conduct. And it also showed in 2006 Antonia had arrested him for possession, which he pled guilty and paid fines on all the charges. On his application, page 3 of the application, where it asked if he ever been arrested or convicted, he checked off no. And that was the reason why he was denied.
Thank you, Deputy Chief. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes. Those arrests were for a small amount of marijuana in 2005 and 2006. And being that it had been decriminalized and subsequently now legalized, I didn't think those charges would still be on the record. I thought they were going to be expunged or, you know, cleared or something of that nature. They would still be on the record. So, I wasn't attempting to be deceptive in it. It was just an honest mistake of thinking that because the laws had changed, those small marijuana arrests were going to be dealt with.
Just when it's your turn to speak, if you could speak up.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, Deputy Chief.
Can I just add something else?
You may.
Okay. Also, at the time with the SPRC, they did say it was a misdemeanor, a handgun disqualifier. And again, as of 12/27/2020, he did have the record and also the officer on 12/28 when she did the background check. As of last night, when I checked them again, he still does have a criminal record for the disorderly conduct, even though the drug charges were all dropped or are no longer in existence. If you want to see his case, yeah, I have it here.
Okay, Deputy Chief, I know you just made that clarification. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not really.
So that's all your case?
Yeah, basically, he checked off no. I am not sure if the chief at the time called him in to get any clarification on the case. That I have no knowledge of.
All right, sir, do you have any questions of the deputy chief?
No, not really.
Okay. Does the board have any questions?
Would you still deny him today? Had the application been, well, now the correct application is just a disorderly conduct conviction, is that correct?
Yes, it just says here now it says misdemeanor conviction. It doesn't say anything about handguns.
Yeah, no, at the time it would have been handgun
yeah.
disqualifier, but
yes,
not anymore. And the marijuana charges aren't there at all?
No, sir.
Oh,
if you want to see, I have.
No, and I believe you. I just, I know they were trying to do that.
Yeah, they.
I'm impressed they did that.
Yeah.
That they got it off the records. Thank you, Hanson.
Other questions by the board? Just to clarify for the record, he has an arrest and a conviction, and he had several arrests and several convictions at the time that he filled out the application.
Yes.
Okay.
But he still does have.
Still has the one conviction.
Has the one conviction, which is a disorderly conduct, which is criminal charge.
Okay. Deputy Chief, do you have any other witnesses?
Unfortunately, everyone that would be a witness is retired, so.
Good for them. Okay. Sir, you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
I just would like to get my permit, and being that those are nearly 20-year-old arrests for something that is no longer legal, I don't think those should still haunt me. I haven't been arrested in years. I haven't gotten a speeding ticket in over a decade. I'm gainfully employed. That's basically it.
Deputy Chief, do you have any questions of the appellant?
I mean, he pled from possession of drug paraphernalia to disorderly conduct. That is a criminal charge. I mean, were you aware of that? That it is a crime, a criminal charge? Even though, forget they got rid of all the drug possessions. You still were convicted. You paid a fine under the disorderly conduct. So that is technically a criminal act. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Disorderly conduct charge.
Could you speak up, sir?
Yep.
What was the disorderly conduct charge for? Just marijuana. Why would that still be on the record? The rest of the night.
Because only the marijuana convictions were expunged.
Were
the rest
expunged.
Of them stayed.
Yes.
So the disorderly conduct isn't going anywhere.
That's on the record. I don't know.
I just don't understand why it was the result of the marijuana.
That 2007 possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia, the drug paraphernalia component was subbed down to disorderly conduct. So although the marijuana piece got expunged, the disorderly conduct still stands.
The disorderly conduct charge.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Deputy Chief? Questions by the board.
When was the last time you used marijuana? Now that it's legal.
I think on a camping trip last summer.
Last summer? How about any time in 2023?
No, sir.
No. Last summer being June, July, August?
Yeah, I think it was like 4th of July weekend when camping up in Vermont, brought my dog.
So since the 4th of July weekend, 2022, you have not used or possessed marijuana? Thanks.
Other questions by the board? So you filled out this application 2020, correct?
Yes.
And much of what you've said here today is that marijuana is legal now. Do you know when marijuana became legal?
Well, I know at the time it was decriminalized. It wasn't yet.
But was it legal?
No, it would have been a ticket.
Do you remember pleading guilty in court?
Not particularly. It was 17, 18 years ago.
Not particularly or not at all?
Not at all, to be honest with you. I don't know. I believe I just talked to a prosecutor and told me to pay a fine.
Okay. No other questions by the board? Go ahead.
Can I say one more thing? The appellant, did you ever apply before this?
No, sir.
This was the first and only time you applied?
Correct.
Didn't see how.
And you said no other witnesses?
No.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Just that it was a long time ago, and I hope it doesn't, I don't want it haunting me for the rest of my life for something I did when I was in my early 20s. Just shy of 41 now. That's all.
Just on that note, I don't know if it's haunting though, it seems to be more of an issue if you filled out an application incorrectly. To the extent it's haunting you, we have a link on our website to the Board of Pardons, where you could apply to the Board of Pardons in the state to get that record expunged, like the drug charges were automatically expunged. You have to go through your process.
I say it's haunting me just because there's a military history in my family, and I stand to inherit my grandfather's old Beretta and stuff like that. I mean, I have some of his medals in his uniform and stuff already, but I can't get that unless I have my permit. So it's been haunting me for years not being able to get it because of those charges.
Gotcha.
And now that they've been, I guess it's haunting. I'm hoping I can actually go forth and with that.
Deputy Chief, would you like to make a closing statement?
I mean, he did lie on the application. It's his responsibility to make sure he's got a clean record or not. At the time of his arrest, they were criminal charges, even though they've been, you know, marijuana stuff and all that has been criminalized. I mean, to me, he basically lied on the application. He had a criminal charge. He should have, it's his responsibility to check into that to see if he has, if still has a record or not. And, you know, we got him for untruthfulness. That's about all I can say.
So you still live in Seymour?
Yes.
Comments by the board?
Just that I know the appellant perceives this as something from many, many years ago coming back to haunt him, but it's that a little bit, but it's also very, very current. It's the application that's the problem, not necessarily what you did back when you were much, much younger. Okay.
I believe at the time of the application, Seymour was completely just in denying the application because he did have a, you know, misdemeanor disqualification at that time. If the board wasn't so backlogged at the time, we wouldn't even be able to hear the case because there would have been a statutory bar. So your reasoning for, you know, believing they, you know, the charges didn't exist or, you know, didn't matter at that time just is erroneous completely. They were still charges. The other concern is if we did issue your pistol permit today, let's just say you issued your pistol permit and you went to purchase a firearm tomorrow, you sort of can't do that because, you know, you just said you use marijuana within the last year. And one of the questions on, you know, the applicant when you go to purchase a firearm is, you know, are you an illegal user of drugs? The feds still say marijuana is still illegal use of drugs. So that's a little bit of a concern. But you're not statutorily barred or anything. It has nothing to do with actually getting the permit. It's the firearm transfer.
I still would look at it. If you are ineligible under federal law, we'd be unsuitable in Connecticut. It's always the way I look at it.
Transfer of a firearm, not getting a permit. I know.
We always some disagree. But
that's that's it.
Other comments by the board? Okay, back to Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Ms. Johnson. Issuing authority. Colonel Overturf.
I'm going to go with issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Well, here we go again. I go back to law school, like the law doesn't require a useless act, and I fear that what will happen if we deny it now, he'll go back and reapply and he'll be granted the permit. And that's fine, but why are we making him go through the whole rigmarole if it's not that serious as an offense? It seemed to be reasonable statements at the time, so I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
I do want to emphasize the importance of complete and honest disclosure on the application. And at the time of your application, these were still offenses that needed to be documented. On the other hand, significant time has passed, and possession charges no longer exist. As others have mentioned, it would be in your best interest to try to get that disorderly conduct expunged so you can go forward with things. And you would have to wait some time and remain a non-user of marijuana in order to honestly answer other requirements to have the weapon that you like to have in your possession. All that being said, I'm still going to vote in your favor.
For the appellate?
Yes.
Thank you. Chair votes issuing authority. 5-2 issuing authority. Thank you, gentlemen.